Well, good evening, gentlemen. Now, I've got a couple of news items for you, and the links are down below. And I'd like to share my opinion about something. Wait, that's unusual. I was watching a couple of TikTok videos of femons, and after watching a couple, or quite a few of them actually, I pretty much puked in a bucket, but also thought to myself, these femons really do love themselves, don't they? How could they possibly care for anybody else but themselves the way they talk? They spend about 2-3 hours on their face and hair and get a new top or something and then go on TikTok and tell everybody how they love themselves and how they're such wonderful people and are just goddamn goddesses, really. And I thought to myself, why don't they just cut the middleman out? Spend the hours doing their face and hair and then get into something a bit revealing. Light a candle or two, get a bottle of wine out, put some romantic music on, and then go to that drawer of theirs and get the sex toy out. And just stay in and do themselves. Because nobody else can appreciate themselves except themselves. And that's how sickening femons have become, haven't they? And that would be good because they'd be staying in all night and the men could go about their business. What do you think of that idea, guys? But anyway, let's start with a news item. Now, here's a femon. Now, apparently she has the biggest lips in the UK. But of course, they're fake, of course. And she's been banned from a lot of places for any more stuff to be done on her lips. But she doesn't care, she's going to have them done anyway. And I expect loads of other things are false on this femon too. For anybody to do this to their own body, there's got to be something mentally wrong. But there's something else, I think. Take a look at this picture. Does that look like 100% femon or not? Something's wrong with that picture to me anyway. What do you people out there think? Is that a true blue femon? Well, the good thing is if you were dating this femon, you could actually go into a store and stick her on the window, couldn't you? Just lick her lips and push it on the window. And then when you come out of the store, you could just unstick her like... And why do they go for these great big fish lips for, anyway? Do they think it's for kissing or for something else? Either way, myself, I find it freaky. But let's move on to something else that's a bit more freaky, too. Ooh, where did that noise come from? Now, here's the PM of New Zealand that has just resigned. And if you watch and listen to her when she resigns... It sounds like she didn't want to resign and somebody's made her resign. And of course, one of the femon MPs said she led with compassion and kindness. I'm sorry, I didn't see any of that. But you can't lead with compassion and kindness. You need logic and deal with facts and reality. But that's the problem with femons. They use their emotions. And that's why they don't make great leaders. Emotions doesn't take a look at reality, it forgets about it. But a lot of New Zealanders are very happy when she resigned. Of course, the trouble is you don't know who you're going to get next. It won't be the people that put the person in, it'll be somebody else. Just like it has been everywhere else, like Canada, America. She treated the New Zealand people like their children, and she punished a lot of them. She will not be remembered well. To me, she came across as quite a crazy person, without any compassion, and it was all about control. So what do you say about that, New Zealand Prime Minister? I thought so. So here's a story, and I'll put the link down below for this one. This is an overweight femon. I believe she's 34 years old, and she has 3 children. But she wants the NHS to give her an operation on her stomach band or something, so she gets thinner. I guess dieting and really working at it is too much work for her. The doctors have told her that she won't be living much longer if she carries on the way she is. Maybe here's a better picture of her. Now, she has an apartment, a 3-bedroom apartment, I believe. And she has 3 children, so at one time she must have attracted the males. But you can bet the flat or apartment has been given to her by society. And she's probably on benefits because she can't work, she's too big. And now she wants the NHS to pay for an operation for her as well. Well, I don't know, if I was a person like that and the doctors told me I won't be living much longer, I would do something about it. You know, maybe stop shoving the food in my mouth and exercise. But Femons are generally lazy people, and they want society, or men, to take care of everything for them. Obviously, she got this way of her own doing. So, you guys out there, do you think the society should pay for her operation for her? Or, say, either lose weight or pay the consequences? Of course, there's no mention of a man being around. If there was, maybe she wouldn't look like that. But let's not forget, Femons don't need no man. It does annoy me seeing people who waste their lives away like this. And they're costing society money, which is basically costing us money. Anyway, guys, that's my thoughts for tonight. Well, maybe not. I'm having some beer very soon. But as usual, guys, let me know what you think. As you know, it's just good to talk, isn't it? Take it easy, fellas.